Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Well, hello, everyone. You know that I just love the way that animals contribute to the world. We've talked about search and rescue dogs and therapy dogs, and in fact, the ways our dog, Toby, has made a difference in the world. I'm really excited about today's guest that we are having joining us because Gail, who we're going to introduce in just a moment, she's on to something I think really, really important. And we're going to talk about not only a campaign that they have that's related to search and rescue dogs, but we're also going to talk a little bit about a product that is going to help these animals who do such incredible, meaningful work in the world. So today's guest is Gail Sanders-Luckman. And, you know, we were talking off air, and I love how Gail described herself. She said, "I am a serial entrepreneur." So I love that. I think I'm one of those too. And you know what? She absolutely loves dogs. They've had huge success in their company, CompuTails, creating products for pets and for pet families. And we're going to be talking today about another product that is going to be created to improve the comfort and also the safety of search and rescue dogs. And when I was talking to Gail offline, we were talking about the important work that search and rescue dogs do and how important their safety is while they're out there doing the work. So let me bring Gail on to talk a little bit more about who Gail Sanders-Luckman is and what is going on in the world of search and rescue dogs and the products that they've got coming down the tubes. Welcome, Gail.
Hi, Charmaine. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, I am so excited to have you here. And I know that CompuTails is on a mission to keep all dogs happier, healthy, and safe. So tell us a little bit more about you, Gail, and what inspired you to get involved in the animal world?
You know what? Mission is absolutely the right word. I truly am on a mission to educate pet parents on how to keep their dogs safe in weather extremes. I have what I call a weather wimp. Sadie is a Porky Yorkie. She is about 9 pounds and just can't handle anything above 70 or below 50. I mean, that's it. That's her comfort range. So I went looking for something that would really help to keep her cool because I know when a dog goes into heat stroke, the chances of them coming out are very, very slim. It's not like a human being. So I didn't really find anything that was very effective and long-lasting, so I sat down with my vet, and 2 years later, it was an overnight success, we came up with a harness that incorporates gel bag technology, which has been around forever in the sports therapy field. You know, we've all had them on our knees, on our shoulders, on our ankles, wherever. And so I have developed an ultra gel, which is non-toxic, and that means ultra means that it can go in the microwave or the freezer, same little packet. It slips into a special pocket, in the harness and the coat, by the way. And it goes on the dog's core, which is the chest and the upper abdomen. That's where the major organs are, where most of the vasculature is, and where the dog actually has the least amount of protection against the elements because usually the hair and the fur are the thinnest and the skin is the thinnest. So we came out with a CompuTails harness in June of 2012. And then we came out with the coat in 13. And so that's how that all started. And when I say serial entrepreneurs, as you said, This is the fourth company I've started. None of the other three had anything whatsoever to do with the pet industry. And this all started because of my Sadie being a leather woman. So I became so involved that, I started the company, and now we are doing very well because, again, it's a matter of educating the pet parents on how to keep their dogs safe in weather extremes. In the evening, when my husband is watching sports and old movies or whatever, I'm on the Internet searching for all things dogs. And I came across a website for search and rescue dogs, and I read, and the more I read, the more in awe I became of these dogs. I mean, they are incredible, just incredible beings. For example, there were 300 search and rescue dogs that responded to 9/11, and they did not have any of the safety protection that we humans had.
Wow.
I mean, the facts are that one air scent trained search and rescue dog can cover the same amount of territory as 50 human searchers. Now, think about that. That's
incredible.
That really is incredible. So,
it is.
I started to do some research, and I spoke with a number of SNR groups across the United States, and I got the same answer from all of them, which was cold was not as big an issue as the hot weather was, and they really didn't have anything that was effective to help the dogs maintain a healthy body temperature. Most SNR groups will have a vet tech on site that will monitor the dog's temperature, which means that the dog has to come in and, you know, be tested before they can get the dog out again. So my understanding is that they can only search for 30 to 60 minutes max when it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking about, my God, what if somebody that I loved was out there and needed to be found? I wouldn't want that dog coming in after 30 minutes. I would want that dog to be able to go forever. And so I created a little survey, and I started asking search and rescue groups if they could design something that would help their dogs stay out longer. What would it look like? And I now have a design on paper, and I need to do the development of the longer-lasting cooling product. And I don't know if it'll be a gel, but it'll be something that will keep the dogs at a healthy body temperature for at least 3, hopefully to 5 hours. And I'm talking to some medical supply companies about such a substance. And it will also, the product will also incorporate GPS and some LED lights. And the reason for that is that will allow the dog to search off-leash at night,
which
is extremely important. So I am passionate about this, as I'm sure you can tell.
So, I can tell, and I love that because, you know, Gail, one of the things that we were talking about, how animals just do incredible things, and how so many people that you've talked to and that I've talked to have been inspired in some way by an animal to go out in the world and do something big. And I love what you and your team is up to, because you're absolutely right. Search and rescue dogs perform a really, really important role in the world. And, you know, working, I love seeing dogs who are on purpose, these dogs who, you know, they absolutely love the work that they do. And it's so important to be able to keep them safe and comfortable. Toby's in the background agreeing with me right now.
Hi, Toby. Toby, you can meet Katie.
That's right. You know, it is so important because I do a lot of work as a speaker, actually, to safety audiences for humans. So I speak at safety conferences and conventions. And, you know, and Sadie's out there agreeing with me right now.
There she is.
You know, there you go. You know, what's so critical, Gail, is we talk all the time about safety protective equipment for humans You know, I look at all of my corporate clients and the work that they're doing to provide safety equipment for humans, and I love that you have found that need for working dogs to be able to not only make them comfortable but safe. And now you've got the design. It's been researched. You've invited people who work in the industry, the SAR groups, to actually provide feedback, which I think is brilliant. You've got vets involved, and now you've got this campaign on Indiegogo. Tell us about the campaign. I know your goal, I think, is to raise, is it $35,000 that the campaign is looking to raise? Okay.
Yes.
And by early November?
Yes, we are looking to raise $35,000, and that will cover the research and development necessary for the cooling substance, as well as designing the prototypes and testing them and, you know, whatever other legal fees and design fees and professional fees, you know, enter into it. I know what's involved in doing this, as I've already done it for Comfy Tails. And one of the reasons, two reasons for the campaign, of course. One is to obviously raise the money to create the product, but the second is hopefully to bring awareness to the public of how very special these dogs are. I mean, they are incredible. If somebody starts reading about them, they will be in as much awe as I am. And not only the dogs, but the owners, handlers of these dogs are probably the most altruistic people on the face of the earth, because there is no compensation for them. And it can cost them anywhere from $15,000 up to $60,000 to train a dog from puppyhood to do very specific kinds of search and rescue. And it takes a minimum a year to 2.5 years to train a search and rescue dog. So when you look at the entire community, you go, wow, just like you did. It's a wow. So I'm hoping that I can reach enough people to educate them and hopefully contribute to the fund, to the campaign, so that we can go ahead and create this product. What I'm hoping to be able to do is to raise enough money to not only create the product, but then to donate the product to those SNR organizations that have worked with us and contributed stories and pictures and so on. So then there is another application for this product, and that is with the police. They have a wonderful device that will protect their dogs from, excuse me, shooting and stabbing, but they have nothing to keep their dogs cool when they are working hard in the heat. And I've actually talked to a number of police organizations, and I've actually tried to lift one of the vests that these dogs wear that are Kevlar. Oh, my God, is it heavy? And I can't imagine how warm these dogs get.
No doubt.
Yeah, and so I'm hoping to be able to modify the product that we do create for search and rescue for the police dogs, and hopefully maybe the military dogs as well. I mean, they are just all so awesome.
They are.
Yeah.
You know, Gail, I just want to say I really love the fact that you're mentioning the other part of this campaign is really about raising awareness, because you know, many of us, we see search and rescue dogs in action on TV, in movies, on the news, but we might not really understand what's involved for the search and rescue dog, but also the pet parents. These are people's pets, as you say, who are going through extensive training with their pet parents to become a volunteer, and they play such a critical role. We lived in northern Alberta, Canada, for a number of years, and the search and rescue group was very, very active there, because people would get lost cross-country skiing or hiking, and it would be extreme weather conditions there, and search and rescue was such a vital part of keeping the community members safe. And so your goal about raising awareness, I think, is so key. And I really believe that change begins with a conversation. So the more people that we get talking about this and the importance of search and rescue dogs and their comfort and safety, the bigger change that can happen around the globe.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm hoping. We have actually contacted SNR groups throughout the world in trying to raise awareness of, you know, like you said, how incredible these dogs are, why they're so important, the kind of work that they do, Well, for example, I was talking to a gal with the Michigan Search and Rescue Organization, and she was telling me that, first of all, they have to travel to the site, to the search site, and all of that expense is on them.
Wow.
Her dog actually made 3 finds in 1 month. So that's 3 people
incredible.
That were saved in 1 month. I know. It's like,
that's,
wow.
One dog.
One dog,
1 month. Big impact. That's huge.
Yes. Yes, 1 dog, 1 month. And, you know, like I said, 1 dog who is trained for air sense can cover as much ground as 50 human searchers. So
Wow. Think
about that. I mean, we need more of these dogs out there keeping us safe and finding us.
Exactly. I agree. And Toby's sort of doing a little growl here on the floor. He's with you on that one too, Gail.
Get away, Toby.
Well, yeah, folks, I'm going to let you know where to go to find this campaign, folks. You're going to go to Indiegogo's website. And if you're not familiar with crowdfunding, as Gail mentioned, it's an awareness campaign, and it's a campaign to help actually, in this case, develop a new product to be able to keep search and rescue dogs healthy, safe, and comfortable, and provide them the equipment they need when they're out there doing that important work. So when you go to Indiegogo's website, you can punch in K as in comfy, K-T, heroes, and of course you'll see the links all in our blogs and in our radio show promo. You can click there as well. But you want to go to KT Heroes on the Indiegogo website, and please support them. And also share the news. Change begins with a conversation. So the more people that we have sharing this information, the more people that can be educated about the value and the role that search and rescue dogs play around the world 365 days a year in all weather conditions. Gail, anything else you want to add? This was just an amazing conversation, and I learned a ton of information that I didn't know about search and rescue dogs. So thank you for that.
Charmaine, I just really want to thank you for helping me get the word out, and I love what you're saying about change begins with a conversation. If everybody who is listening to this or reads your blog gets it, and they will get it, then they will share it with other people that they know, hopefully, you know, post it on their Facebook page, Twitter it, you know, do whatever they need to do to get the word out. That would be awesome.
I agree. It's sort of like I'm going to date myself now, because when I was growing up, we used to have a commercial, folks, and it was for Pert shampoo. And the gist of it was, you know, you tell someone and they tell someone and so on and so on. And that's exactly, we have that ability to do that with social media. It's so easy, so simple, so fast to help spread the word. But, you know, the more that we share this with our veterinarian friends, our search and rescue, our shelters, our rescues, our pet-loving friends, and you know what? The people who live down the street from us, the more that we can get that awareness out there and really make a difference for these animals and their canine and their human family, who are out there volunteering their time so that these dogs can go and find the people we love that are missing or in dangerous situations. So, Gail, I want to thank you and your team for your interest in this and creating a product that's going to help, and for all you're doing to support search and rescue.
I love dogs. I love all things dog. I've never met a dog I didn't love. And what I usually say to people, so if I take my dog and my husband and I put them in the trunk of my car and I come back 3 hours later, who's going to be happy to see me? That's unconditional love.
That is a great story to close out with. And you're absolutely right, unconditional love. And, I mean, that's, I think, one of the best lessons that our animal friends teach us every day. I mean, they just show up that way every day when they open their eyes and start a new day with no judgment, just full love.
No judgment, no grudges, no negativity whatsoever. They are just there to make us happy.
They are. Well, Gail, it has been so much fun interviewing you. I can't wait to see the change that happens from what you guys are up to at Comfy Tales, and also through the wonderful, wonderful campaign that you guys are doing. So congratulations. I'm going to be cheering you on over here, and can't wait to have you on the show again.
Charmaine, thank you again and again and again. I truly appreciate this.
You're so welcome.
I love what Gail was saying about no judgment and no negativity. You know, that's so important in the workplace. And I've seen time and time again that organizations that have a high degree of negativity, where employees are unhappy, overworked, lots of stress, there is a much higher rate of safety issues and safety incidents. So there's a lot to be said about creating a positive, healthy work environment, an atmosphere of respect. It really helps promote safety and reduces safety infractions. Here's a couple of tips. I was walking Toby the other day and I was thinking about safety because, you know, we're always cautious. We're watching out for traffic. We've got him on the leash. We're working on the training with him. We're looking out for other dogs that might be running loose. Well, we've got our dog on the leash, just looking out for safety issues. And it reminded me about the importance of doing that in the workplace. When we have a team that's invested in a culture of workplace safety, they're really committed to creating not only the atmosphere, but the attitude that safety matters. That goes a long way to keep employees happy, safe, and feeling respectful. But part of that is being observant, just like we are when we're out walking our pets, whether it be our dogs, you know, we're out playing outdoors with our cats. We're always on the lookout, and we're always being observant. That's tip number one. Be observant. Take note of what's going on in your surroundings. And tip number two would be to really create that environment that Gail talked about that positivity, no judgment, no negativity. When people feel safe to come forward with an issue in a workplace, they are far more likely to talk to supervisors and safety professionals about potential risks or hazards that exist. When there's low trust in an organization, people turn a blind eye and they don't report things that need to be reported. And it can actually end up in a very unsafe, high-risk situation for the employees. So we create that attitude of trust, the environment of respect, and that overall appreciation for safety. And then the third part, as I was doing some training with Toby outside on our walk today, I was thinking about the importance of repetition in our messages. And with safety, that becomes so important. I mean, if we think back to the days that we were in school, think about the fire drills. The whole purpose of those fire drills were that we practiced and practiced so if we ever were in a real situation, we knew exactly what to do. We could do it automatically and easily. And that's what we want to do in workplaces is practice different safety drills, practice routines, make sure that your team members know the policies, procedures, and where all of the medical and safety supplies are kept. There may be times where your employees require specialized safety training. For example, if your staff work outside, they might need bear safety training. Certainly, when I lived in northern Alberta, people in the oil field companies all got bear safety training to keep them safe when they were working out in the bush and in more remote areas. So training is key, repetition of messages, and making sure that from the top down in the organization, we're communicating the value and appreciation of safety and why safety matters to us so that that message becomes communicated across all levels in the organization. We've got a great new format. I'm so excited about this for Positive Radio. We are airing daily now. Mondays is Motivation Monday. So there you had it with Gail in her interview. She kicked off Motivation Mondays. Tuesday is Travel Tuesdays. So we'll be focusing on different areas of travel, pet-friendly travel, and some of the places that we've been that we absolutely love. We'll be talking on Wednesdays about wellness, so all things related to wellness at home, at work, in your community, and with your pets. Thursday is Toby Tales, so you'll always have something fun in store, especially for pet lovers, but also taking those lessons we learn from pets and translating them into our human life. Friday is Foster Friday. We're going to be talking to organizations, shelters, rescues, services that are doing such great work in the world to promote adoption and rescue and finding forever homes for these pets that are waiting. That's the new format. I want to thank you all for joining us. Can't wait to see you on Travel Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And again, thanks again, Gail, for a great interview. Until next time, let's be kind to one another.